Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your weekly wellness radio, and we are brought in. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
This week and every week, thank you for listening. Hey, we are rounding home third base. We're headed towards home here on our series on youth and young adult programs. And we are joined today by Nikki Martinez. She's a mental health rehabilitation technician.
Or is it Nicole?
Nikki.
Okay. Well, so it is Nikki. Nikki, okay?
I like Nikki, yeah.
Wait.
I've always called you
What
Nikki.
Are the kids in program call you?
Miss Walla.
No, actually they call me Nikki. Nikki. Yeah.
Nikki?
Yeah.
Nicole is what I used to be called by my parents. I'd get in trouble.
Back when I was French and popular.
Yes. Nicolette. Yeah.
Okay. We're joined by Nikki Martinez, and she's a rehab tech, and we're going to talk about a program today for youth and young adult. Mm-hmm. This one's mostly youth, huh? There's
it's
young adults running around over there?
Yes, it's adolescents everywhere.
Okay.
So. But no adults.
No adults.
Okay.
No adults.
So a youth program called the Adolescent Habilitative Learning Program.
Yes, long.
You guys came up with a really short, catchy name there, huh?
We didn't want people to forget it, so.
Yeah, and in case it slips, we'll call it ALP, but it's called the Adolescent Habilitative Learning Program.
Yes.
And it's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been.
Yeah.
A very long time.
I think it was even, was it around when you got hired, Scott?
It was around before I got hired.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. So, yeah.
So it's at least 25 years.
Yeah, at least, yeah. Because we have Gene Martin, who's been there for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe 16, so it's been a while he's been there.
So this is a longstanding mental health program offered through the school.
Yes.
At a school site.
Yes, it's located at a school site. It's at Central Union High School. I know it's been at different school sites before, but right now it's located right there. So right now we have summer sessions, so we're doing summer session right now. And it's a really, really good program for adolescents. It's more intensive, and we have more support for them. And right now we currently have about 14 enrolled.
Is that about a full house?
Yeah, our max is 15.
So because it's a behavioral health program.
Yes.
Does that mean that all the people there are working through mental health problems?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so everybody's got a diagnosis, basically.
Yeah, everybody comes in, of course, with a diagnosis, and each one is very different. You know, ranges from anxiety, ranges from depression, trauma. So there's a variety.
And it's open to what age? Do you have to be in school?
Yes, it's open to ages 13 through 17. And if they're in mm-hmm. school, some are still in school at their 18 years, mm-hmm. but that's what we focus on right now. So you can say it's 7th through 12th grade.
Okay.
Okay, so 7th through is basically 13 through.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whenever it ends.
Yeah, basically.
And they have to be. Do they have to be in regular school, or is this something where they could be in community school? Or?
Well, I've been there for a year, and I have not... I have not had the experience of having someone come from community, but we had a student come from independent studies
mm-hmm.
to transition back into high school. So, you know, I'm pretty sure it happens, but I haven't seen it happen.
So there may be specialized placement routes. Okay,
yes.
Good. I mean, because one of the things we've had shows on is the school-to-prison pipeline
mm-hmm.
where kids start getting in trouble and
right.
end up in juvenile hall mm-hmm. and they get the contracts of doom.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
And it's hard for them then to sometimes get out of that and get into more kind of supportive programs. So.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And just like for the independent study student, you know, it's a huge transition for him because he's been out for a year or so. So, you know, it's working for him. So each individual is different, though, each student.
Okay.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.